What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast that knows guilty feet and got no rhythm. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Great to hear it, pal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was that opening salvo in reference to?
Well, it was in reference to the fact that we're going to be talking about guilty pleasures this week.
Ooh,
Great suggestion by beloved patron Rob McAdam.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Rob.
Associate.
Stop handing out these titles.
Associate to the podcasters. Yeah, great suggestion. Do you know what? It was hard for me to actually think of... Like, I find it very hard to feel guilty about something. And guilty is maybe...
You're taking it too literally.
No, guilty is... And when we say guilty pleasure, it's more like, what would we be not too proud to admit?
I gotta just say, publicly. Like, something I like that not many other people probably like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably a good one.
Yeah. Keep it simple.
Yeah, stupid. Hey, listen, I gotta ask you.
Yeah?
Were you happy with the Oscar? Were you happy with your boy, Kieran Culkin, scooping up the best supporting actor?
I still haven't seen the movie.
I'd love to see it. I'd actually love to see it.
It's on VOD. I can send you a link.
Yeah, I do. I'd like to see it.
I'm not pushed to see it.
Why? You are not pushed to see a movie. An Oscar-winning movie.
For best supporting actor.
Nice.
One Oscar. One Oscar.
Yeah.
He won the Oscar. The movie.
Don't you like movies? Don't you...
You know I like movies.
Dig for nuggets of gold in giant piles of... No offense. Shite. And then you see the
story,
good in all them.
The story is not really interesting to me.
Mm.
I like Jesse Eisenberg quite a lot. I feel like the movie... It's even a bad taste in my mouth because...
Why?
All accounts I've seen, Kieran Culkin is the lead of that movie.
Yeah.
And he's
got best supporting
actor. Yeah. Mm. Same way that Zoe Saldana, who won, and she's very good in Emilia Perez, won, you know, won another Oscar for best
song.
She's
the one who was tweeting all
the shit. Had 13 nominations and like didn't get any of them. It was great.
Good.
But Zoe Saldana is very good in the movie. But she's ostensibly the lead.
Mm.
Movie starts with her.
So what is that? Why are they...
It's easier. It was like it's a weaker field supporting actor this year.
Mm.
We'll pop them in there. Like, you know what I mean?
Was there any uproar about that?
Not really. You know.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Anora.
I never even heard of this movie.
This is the one I was like delaying my top 10 for to watch it.
Where did it rank? Did it make your top 10?
It made my top 10. I think it was like number 6.
Okay.
But it could have, you know... It's great. It's a really, really good movie. Like, it kind of is like... A less anxiety-inducing uncut gems kind of movie.
Right. What a lot.
It won 5 out of 6.
Oh.
Mikey Madison won Best Actress. So I was listening back to our pod last week. I think I kind of just spaced on Best Actress. It was going to be Mikey Madison or Demi Moore.
Right.
Kind of a bit sad that Demi Moore didn't win.
Yeah.
But she won pretty much everything else. Like, she won SAG. She won a lot of Critics' Choice, producers.
She's
like,
back.
She's back.
She's back.
She can literally, and she can do whatever she wants now. She's on TV at the moment. Back on TV on like Landman, a Taylor Sheridan movie.
Just making this up as they go along.
Taylor Sheridan, man, the guy who wrote Hell or High Water and had a brief cameo as the cow rancher guy. He is a industry to himself. He created Yellowstone.
Oh yeah.
The two Yellowstone spin-offs. Apparently, writes them all himself. There's a movie called, a TV show called The Mayor of Kingstown, starring Jeremy Renner.
Is that any relation to The Mayor of Easttown?
No, because mayor is spelled differently.
Well, they should have made that clearer.
He's got one called Tulsa King, which is Sylvester Stallone as a mobster who's sent to Oklahoma. He's kind of exiled to Oklahoma and then like starts taking over there.
Currently?
These are all on TV at the same time.
Ooh.
And one called Lioness. Which stars Zoe Saldana. It's like CIA women's operative or something.
Right. So, is she ever going to be hired again? Your one, Zoe Saldana.
No, Zoe Saldana is fine. You're thinking of Carla Sofia Gascon.
Oh, okay.
Possibly back in
fucking keep up with
Spain
this.
Or whatever. I don't think so in America.
Right.
You know, unless it's like Mel Gibson is making a movie and he wants you to be part of it.
Hey, I tell you what, I didn't see any of the Oscars, obviously. I've just seen the bits. How fucking good is Conan O'Brien?
Incredible.
What a
this
host.
Is what I wanted to talk about. Like,
oh my
nobody
God.
Does it like
every
him.
Clip that I seen was gold. Yeah. Like every single
Dude, let
one.
Him host it for the next 5 years.
Honestly, yeah like, his delivery, his jokes, they're just on the edge of like, you know, like, oh, that's kind of like, oh, I didn't think he'd say that, but he just has a way.
He had
of,
like one Trump-ish joke. Like there was very little on Trump.
You know, just coming straight out and being like, I'm halfway through the show, so it's time for Kendrick Lamar to call Drake a pedophile.
Yeah.
And it's just like, everything he did.
All his bits work, like him and Sandler. The bit with Sandler, did you see that? Like,
Yeah.
It's fucking great. It was like, brilliant. And like, it wouldn't have worked if it wasn't Conan and Sandler because they're so like old friends.
Yeah.
Like, you know, nobody noticed till you pointed it out.
I never not liked Conan in something. You know what I mean?
You mean like, he was born to host stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was
host of his TV show, host of his podcast, host of the award
feel
show.
So, and I feel like I used to listen to his podcast. I just kind of dipped out the last couple of years. But I know if I went back into it, it'd be still great.
It's still in my rotation. Like,
yeah. Depending on the guest.
Yeah, like, it really depends on the guest. But like most times I'll still listen because I love the three of them, you know.
Yeah. Their
Sona, Matt and Conan, it's great, like, you know what I mean,
you don't even need
and it's like that when they bring in somebody else they bounce off that dynamic where, you know,
there's a few that I've seen where I'm like, god, that's funny, you know, like, but
that is funny.
But you know what, like, it's funny because you see a lot of comedic actors, like I was watching recently Hot Ones with Ben Stiller and like so boring, like Ben Stiller is really quite dull.
He was on Conan
what
the
was
podcast.
He like on that?
He was good because it was like dry humor and it was like a good bouncing off each other or whatever, Conan, you know. When he talked about his dad, he's making a documentary about his dad, so it was kind of sweet.
Okay.
But I wasn't like bored, but I know what you mean. He wasn't like...
When I seen him on Hot Ones,
he wasn't
was
super
like,
energetic.
No,
it
just
wasn't
like,
Tony Perkins.
He's not like... He doesn't have his own internal charisma. I feel like he needs the environment.
I think he did. I think he's just older now and kind of like, you know... Like if you look at like the Ben Stiller show in the 90s, and he was like pushing the envelope... Like, you know, he directed Zoolander. Like, you know, he has a big...
He knows what's funny.
He has a point of view for comedy. Whereas now it's like, I'm more interested in directing and crafting these things as opposed to... Like, when was the last time he was in a comedy?
True.
Zoolander 2. And it bombed.
Yeah, never seen it.
No, me neither.
Wow.
No, I love Zoolander, but then I saw the trailer and I was like, ugh.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a few, like, isn't it mad how, like, some of the biggest comedies with the same people involved, like Anchorman 2, Zoolander 2, like, now, granted, two sequels I haven't seen.
Haven't seen Anchorman 2?
I turned it off.
Yeah.
But
Anchorman 2 has a really good germ of an idea in that they come up with, they're responsible for, like, high-speed chases becoming popular on TV.
Wow, that's very niche. It's very specific.
But it makes sense for the characters that are in it.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
That's an interesting idea.
And I was like, that's really good. And that then it kind of goes again.
Do you know what? It was too. Do you know when you're hearing a few of the jokes and you're kind of like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, one of those. And then by joke 10 or 11, I'm like, oh, this isn't for me. Yeah. You know?
I went to see it in the cinema. And
it
was
disappointing.
Like,
if I was in the cinema, you'd just sit there and watch it. Like,
no, but I had that feeling in the cinema being like...
Really?
Yeah, like, oh.
Like, oh,
and they bring it back a couple of times.
But what is it? What is that? What is it? You know what I mean? Just funny? Just funny's funny?
Funny
not
funny,
funny is not like, funny?
Honestly, for the comedians of our era,
they
need to have energy.
Mm.
And a lot of them, when they get older...
That could
the
be
energy
right?
kind of goes. Whereas if you look at the elder comedian, like the guy, like Gene Wilder or like Jerry Stiller or whatever, years before, they always had energy.
They kept the energy.
Yeah. Whereas now it's like, you know, Will Ferrell, he doesn't have that same energy.
Mm.
You know?
It's not quite the same thing, is it?
Yeah. Like Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
You know, like Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Actually, I watched a show with Vince Vaughn recently enough called Bad Monkey.
Yeah.
And it's by the guy who created Scrubs and Spin City and
good,
Ted Lasso. It is good. It's a bit too long. It's 10 episodes. It could have been like 8. And it's like he's a cop that has his license taken away and he kind of is investigating this case.
Yeah.
But he has the Vince Vaughn glint or like the yap the motor mouth. It was back. And I was like, oh, he had lost that for a few years. And I'm like, oh, it's back. Like,
that's good.
I was like, you know, I'd watch another 10 episodes.
Yeah.
You know what
just,
I mean?
Just to get a few more
there's little bits in it where he's like, you know, he's like, on the table. Or like, hey. He's like, buy me dinner first. Hey, come on. You know, like little things like that.
Just
like,
keeps
you know,
going.
He's like, I like your energy. Oh, your hair's nice. You know, that kind of stuff where it's like somebody's being mad at him, but he can't help himself. And then
snap out of it. What son of a bitch, you all see? I mean, like, it just keeps going.
That energy, you know, very few have it.
I only saw Vince Vaughn in, we've been going through the Jurassic Park series in
bed.
He's
in two.
Yeah. And I keep forgetting he's in two. So we watched Jurassic Park 1 over like 4 nights.
It's like 2 hours.
Tell me about it. But she's asleep within 20 minutes. So, you know. So, and to be fair, I am not far behind her. So we've watched Jurassic Park and we've just finished, I think the last installment, the last 20 minutes of Jurassic Park 2 tonight. And I keep forgetting that Vince Vaughn is in it. And I'm like, I was only
two
saying
kind
to
of stinks.
Do you know what though? It does in comparison to one.
Hard to believe that Spielberg directed it.
That, I was so surprised because I'm watching it and, I did finish it actually. But I'm watching it and I'm like, do you know what? I actually really enjoy it for what it is. I don't hold it to the same standard as Jurassic Park.
I mean, the bit with the fucking truck hanging over the edge of the cliff is incredible.
Like, that's great.
And like that's like, oh, that's when you know. Like nobody else, if you hired a journeyman director, you're not going to get that scene because it's Spielberg doing it and it's blocked incredibly and looks fantastic.
Very good set pieces and like the tall grass and the raptors. Like,
I just think
there's
the
a lot
script
more,
is not as good.
It's not as good and there's a lot more, but there's a lot more running from the dinosaurs and interacting with, and then I keep forgetting about the last fucking 25 minutes.
When they go to,
which is such a weird,
like, San Diego?
Yeah, or New York. Or
no,
it's
LA, like it's California.
Right. And it's one of them where you're like, I say it every time, I'm like, oh, I forgot all about this. Where it's like, there's 25 minutes to go, and now you're just getting the T-Rex into the city, and you got to get him back. And I'm like, okay, like, you know, you would think the movie's over. And then it's like,
it's almost like they needed it to go 20 minutes earlier.
It's like in True Lies when there's the bridge explosion, and then all of a sudden
picture wrap.
And then there's the big hanging out the chopper thing. Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, this didn't need it. But so I've got I'm 2 for 2, and now I've got Jurassic Park 3 to watch tonight.
And are you going to do the other ones then?
I probably will keep going.
World.
They're on it. I mean, I don't know. I'm considering because I seen T2, Judgment Day, and we're kind of like, oh, if we can keep going in this sort of 90s action movie,
I recently did all the Terminators.
Oh. Where's the biggest dip between 2 and 3, really?
3 is a big dip. 3 stinks, even though Arnold is in it.
Yeah.
Then 4... also kind of stinks. Genesis is also bad. They bring Arnie back. And then the one with Sarah Connor is back in 6, which is Dark Fate, which is not too bad. But it just cut it off. Like, you know, vestigial tail, get rid, like, you know.
Is it just a...
It's just, and it's so weird that the rights for Terminator are so complicated. It's like, they keep passing and then somebody else buys and like, we can do it.
Yeah.
We can make it good again and we'll get Cameron involved again.
Yeah, yeah.
But Cameron never directs it.
Oh, he's
and then it's
involved.
Yeah, you know, I'm producing or here's my story notes, but it's never, they can never get it working.
Do you know what I was thinking? Because I was watching a few episodes of Hot Ones there because we've had a lot of wings the last while with Frank's Red Sauce and the blue cheese, the Eddie Rockus blue cheese on
it's
your
good.
Recommendation. It's amazing.
What wings are you getting now? Do you get them from Dunn's or?
I've gotten them from Dunn's and I got another one from Aldi. I mean, I can't tell. I just
the ones from Dunn's are good. Yeah,
the Dunn's one's good. They're Frank's like Hot Sauce. And some blue cheese.
Now, do you marinate them before you put them in, or do you just Frank's hot sauce?
Now, I put a little bit of Frank's hot sauce on before I put them in, and then here's what I put a little bit on. Then I cook them. Then I drain the juice. Then I cook them for another like 10 minutes. Then I put the sauce on. So I don't marinate
almost
the whole
like
thing.
Almost like a glaze, almost.
Yeah, because otherwise it gets all too runny and shit.
I get
what
you.
But so we were watching Hot One, and Matt Damon was talking about the whole.
That's a great episode.
It is a great one,
and he talked about DVDs.
The DVD sales and why and for money. And I was thinking, like, God, with stuff with like CGI and with, even I saw a thing on Twitter today. It's like, a McDonald's in the 90s and the same McDonald's now. And in the 90s, I had all this shit on the walls and all these like characters, and it's coming out, breaking out of the wall, and it's a real cool. And like modern day, it's just this gray square. And
brutalist everyone's like, architect.
Yeah. And everyone's just like, why is everything worse?
Yeah.
And it's like, people were just like, it was like, it's money. It's just, it costs too much to up to keep to clean that. It's easier to just do this. CGI, like even when I'm watching Jurassic Park, even the animatronics are amazing looking, but you know, even the CGI, I'm not taken out of it for a 1993 movie.
The CGI in Jurassic Park and T2, I guess, they're the last ones where you can go, wow, this is better than what's out now.
Like 30 years later, it's worse.
You know, like,
and you're just, it's all just because of money.
By and large, like, you know, Avatar is the outlier or whatever.
Yeah, okay,
like,
yeah.
It's incredible.
If
like,
someone's really committed to
those Planet of the Apes movies, man, I watched the latest one.
There was one that was shit though, wasn't there? Because they turned it off because the CGI was bad on one of the Planet of the Apes.
It might be the first one. But like, by the time, like, they did two more.
Yeah.
By the second one, it looked great.
Yeah.
Third one, even better. This one, fucking hell. Like, it's.
Yeah, they're just part of the world.
It's like I'm watching Red Dead or something. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's incredible.
But that's, it's just everything, it just seems to be just come down to like money, because you just like everything, like, I know it seems like, oh, everything was better in my day, but like everything was better in that day, and it just seems to be just always just come down to money. And well, it's cheaper if you do it this way, like,
sucks.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it sucks,
know? But
don't we have enough money, you know what I mean? Like,
when is enough?
Can we talk about some sad news,
please?
Gene Hackman,
what the fuck, what happened, Terry?
I don't
Where
know.
Were you on the morning? No, but what happened?
It looks like he died a couple of weeks ago. His pacemaker, it said, had stopped working on like the 16th of February or the 17th of February.
Right.
Like, you know.
And she was like mummified or something?
They use that term. It's like she
I view that as like wrapped in fucking tissue.
It's
something.
Like she has been dead a long time.
Right.
She'd been dead, sort of similar.
Get bloated or something or whatever.
So. Yeah. The two theories are she found him dead and she killed herself.
Mm.
And then the dog ate the pills. Or it was like he found her and he went to get help and fell and was found then. He passed away then. And the dog, either way, the dog's getting to the pills.
Because the dog died because of the pills.
I think so. That's what they're saying. And they're saying they thought it was carbon monoxide poisoning at the start. This is what, and I was like, oh, well, you know. But that was ruled out.
Wow.
There's this weird thing, I don't know if you saw it, and this is like, again, this is how fucked up the world is, that it was like the day of his death and the day after. It was like, I keep seeing this thing on Wikipedia. Somebody's adding an article, basically like, the cult of Santa Fe that killed Gene Hackman. And I'm like, oh, I feel like a ghoul talking about it. Like,
what is that?
Apparently he was in some cult. This is what some wacko was posting on Wikipedia, and it keeps getting taken down because there's like no basis for it.
Absolutely no. Yeah. Need a community note on that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's, look,
I see a lot of people talking about him now, and I see.
Do you see it?
Do you I still don't see it, Terry.
Andy.
Like, I heard a thing of. Who was it that was saying that he was a real arse? Hold on.
Royal Tenenbaum.
Yeah.
Probably me when we did the episode.
Yeah, no, I remember you saying it, but there was someone else saying it. Costner or someone was...
Costner would have worked on him a few times.
Yeah. But he Costner had a good thing about him because Costner was like young and he was like, no, we're not doing it to the director. Like, oh, no. And Hackman was going to be like, if you ever put me in that position again, because he was like, and Gene would, whatever. He's like, what about Gene Hackman? And he's like, he'll fucking cope.
Yeah.
If we just do, he's good. He'll, you know. And he said afterwards, he came to him and he was like, oh, that's good what you did. You know, like fighting for this and, you know.
I think that was on this movie they did together called No Way Out.
Yeah.
And it was like 1990.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie. Yeah. I watched it when I was in my big Costner kick. Hackman is kind of unremarkable, and he's just he's playing the senator, you know, kind of standard Hackman bastard of the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could see it, and like, I know Costner was very protective of his image and backed himself quite a lot.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing like Hackman liking that, like, what I mean, like, because it kind of that's what you need to do.
Yeah,
you know. I don't know. He's just. He's incredible. Like,
tell me what I'm not seeing.
What do you
see? Can you quantify it at all? Other than like, he's a great actor. Like, what? What does he bring? And I'm sorry, just, you know.
It's like Denzel. Like, it's he has it. Mm. And nobody else.
But I've never come across a scene.
Come on. Crimson Tide. Yeah,
he was good in Crimson Tide.
He was amazing.
But I'm looking at Denzel the whole time thinking like, oh, look, that's a great scene. Oh, look at him there. That's great. I'm not
when
seeing
we do,
it.
Okay, well, when we do Westerns, there's a great one. Him and Clint Eastwood. Terry. He won the Oscar, Unforgiven, 1992.
Okay.
And there's like, the whole thing is like, Eastwood's character is the old gunfighter.
Yeah.
People keep, like, Hackman is taking over the town. They want Eastwood to come back and, you know, help free the town. And he's like, no. And then there's a reason why. Because fucking Eastwood was a fucking bigger bastard than Hackman was. And, like, he just comes in and fucking, like, rampages, kills the bad guys. But it's like, at the end of it, he's like, I'll see you in hell, money. Like, that's Hackman delivering the line. And I'm like, oh, like, you know, you're about to be shot in the face or whatever, and you're not gonna, you're still gonna give it to him. Like,
yeah,
you know,
give him the business.
Yeah. He's good.
I was thinking about you when I seen it, because I just seen it, this one thing that I sent to you. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, I hadn't seen it anywhere else on Twitter, and I was like, is this a joke? Like, because I thought, like, I would have heard more than just this one discussing film account. And I was like, what? You know, and you know the way you check, you're like, no, and you check, is this like a parody account, like slow sports news or something?
There's one called Disbussing.
Yeah. That's
good. Disbussing film, like. And it always gets you, I'm like, what? Oh. Yeah.
But yeah, I was thinking, I was like, you know what, Terry's not gonna like this at all.
Yeah. It made me feel sad. Hey, something else happened that made a lot of people feel sad over the weekend.
Yeah.
The champ was here.
The Cena heel turn.
Why now? Why not 20 years ago? Well,
what did you think?
I thought it was good. I mean, it's a good bit of business.
It's been an amazing bit of business for them.
Yeah.
They always had that in their back pocket, though, didn't
they? That's the thing. I'm not so... I'm listening to people being like, this is incredible. And I'm like, I don't know.
It makes sense, though.
It makes sense.
Because everyone's saying, like, it's like Hogan in the 90s, and it's like, this is the biggest heel turn in the history of, like, I personally, granted, I wasn't watching it live, but even when you see stuff, you're like, what? Like, you know, I thought, like, there's always Plan B was a bigger, what moment than this? Do you know what I mean?
There's always Plan B.
Do you remember, like, when the Shield turn or Seth turns on?
Oh, yeah.
Something where I'm not expecting it, where you're like, what?
Yeah.
Whereas with Cena and do you know what really bugs me about the Cena one?
His face?
I've seen it too many times. But The Rock doing this, why does he kind of do it? Like,
I don't know.
Up his face to do this. Like, he practically nearly knocks his glasses off. Like, is that a thing?
I don't understand what's going on with Dwayne at the moment. I do not understand.
I'll tell you the bit that fucking pissed me off.
Travis Scott?
Yeah. One, what the fuck is he doing there? And two, how fucking dare you slap Cody Rhodes so fucking hard?
Apparently gave him a black eye.
And a busted eardrum. Yeah. Man, look. You fucking idiot.
If you can't do it, you shouldn't be
in there. You shouldn't be there at all. It was like...
It's a weird one. He's like smoking a joint in the corner.
He came out with The Rock or something, did he?
Yeah, he came out with The Rock.
Why?
He's been doing... Like, he did a thing with Jey Uso on the first Raw on Netflix. He seems to be their guy.
It diluted the moment for me.
I think so too.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know why he's there. Is he from Toronto? Don't know. I don't know enough about him. It didn't make a lot of sense to me.
I've heard a couple of his songs, but that's about the extent of it.
I think a kind of points towards like the last two WrestleManias. Cause it's a good bit of business because this WrestleMania I was like, so it's Gunther versus Jey Uso and...
yeah.
CM Punk is not going to be in the main event. Seth Rollins not going to be in that. Roman Reigns is kind of picking his hole. I don't know what he's doing. Like, they're probably going to chuck the three of them in a fight together.
Like, everyone's saying it's the best that it's been in so long. And like,
it's hotter last year, I think. I think it was... That, like, in terms of creative-wise, story-wise, it was better last year. And the year before. This year... I've kind of been like, and I don't watch it as much.
Yeah.
But it's like Cody Rhodes as the babyface champion. The crowds love him.
Yeah.
The gates are record. Yeah. You know.
I love that they dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah.
I was like, that added to it, you know.
I mean, yeah. Kind of copying AEW. They've done it.
Yeah, but AEW can kind of get away with it a bit more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Agree. Like,
but
the Christian Cage, like, go fuck yourself. Yeah, yeah, you know.
That was better.
It was great. It was so good.
Because you're really not. Because
he's like
a hug. And they're
like, come on, why don't we do it one last time, Jay? You know, like, call him by his real name and all. He's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, because you know what? Cody's one, he ruined it because Cody talked it for a bit. And then he goes, hey, Rock.
Yeah.
You know, whereas if he had just said it without the few sentences before. It's like,
what do you
here's
say?
Here's the big news. Hey, Rock. Yeah. You're like, uh-huh. Whereas with Christian, it was just like, you don't know
what he's
going to
say. And they're like, you know, like, it's like, oh, they're best pals. They've been together forever.
Yeah,
like,
they have huge history.
If they had just been like, what do you say? And looked them up and down, just like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Anyway. That's kind of the equivalent of what it was.
So Cena, I don't know what it is. The face of Cena.
That sort of, he's just old looking.
Yeah,
like,
but
he
like,
looks old. He doesn't look menacing. You know what I mean?
And he's shrunk. That's the other. That's the reality of it. Compared to what he used to be,
he seems whiter.
Yeah,
is that a thing?
I mean, he seems paler. Yeah, but
very
that's
pale.
Because
Seamus pale, like.
Yeah, and maybe it's because he's not doing the tan as much because he's not, you know,
he's
on
not,
the industry. You know, he's not lifting as much. He's slimmed down for Hollywood because. In some of those early movies, like, remember that movie Trainwreck?
Yeah.
And he's in it.
He's huge.
Doesn't look like a fucking person in it. Like, he's too
Rock
big.
Monster.
He does. So obviously he's slimmed down for Hollywood a bit. But like, then you put him in with The Rock, who's just getting bigger by the second. Like
too big.
He is in his big giant flares. Like,
you know, for whatever reason, I don't know, but the whole thing that he did with the cut and throat. And he just do it clean. It was too.
But then it was like, because he did something, he came out at like one of the pay-per-views and held up three fingers. And then it's like, is this two fingers? What is he going to do? One? I don't know.
And then I seen, oh, the three fingers. Oh, that's what Cena does with the thing. And
give me
people were like, that's a stretch.
Yeah, give me a fucking break. They love to fucking lick Triple H's like anus, like get their tongue up there. You know, this is what we do. And I know, you know what I absolutely fucking hate is The Rock then being like, I'm having a great time playing this final boss character. You know, I can be.
Where
a
did he say this?
He's just saying it all the time. Like, he's like,
outside of WWE.
Yeah, like he's doing press conferences or whatever for WWE. And like, it's so fun, you know.
Punk was right when he called him a bald fraud.
Well, that's the other thing as well. I saw that promo and I'm like, yeah, all very good. Don't believe a word of it. You're the bigger fucking sellout than anybody, you know. So I don't believe a second of what you're saying. It really takes me out of the moment. Like,
none of it is hitting me where I feel it should be hitting me. Do you know what I mean? And granted, I'm not really watching it and all this, but even still, if a big thing comes, even with The Rock last year, I was like, oh, look, like I was actually like, oh, that's great, like really good. Or like, you know, the cameras go off and he's, you know, whatever, getting the blood on him. Like, great. Like, and he seemed like he was proper, like, oh, this is a brand new Rock. You know, whereas now it's like a bit of a reheat and
I hate that they as a corporate entity are like, well, we've just given up on the idea of kayfabe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and I like that in AEW, like MJF.
Yeah.
He lives his gimmick.
Yeah.
He goes on podcasts and he talks about, you know, I got paid the most money for my contract and it's like they're lucky to have me you know, when my contract is up. Who knows? I may be gone somewhere else. This is all stuff that he says in the ring. He says it outside the ring.
Yeah.
You know, I'm better than you. These are people are all a piece of shit. Whatever, all that stuff. He lives it. He lives the gimmick. Whereas
even if you half live it.
Yeah,
but
you know
if you're
what I mean?
Coming out like, it's an honor and a privilege to represent this
like,
great company.
I liked what Cena did when he was at the Elimination Chamber press conference. Came out, was going to say something, made a boo boo face. Dropped the mic and went off. And I was like, okay, you're
at least keep it consistent.
Yeah, exactly. just with Triple H, whenever he's doing a presser or something like that, he's like, he's catering to the internet wrestling community all the time where it's like, you know, oh, I guess you know who's going to be showing up soon. And it's because they've signed a couple of luchadors, like your man Penta from AEW.
Yeah.
He's like, but
he's shite, by the way. I've seen him. I've seen him a little bit.
You saw him in AEW as well, and like,
did I?
He was, remember the Lucha Bros?
Oh yeah. Since he's come in to WWE, and as soon as I heard him talk, I was like, oh.
People are creaming their jeans really? Over, and I'm like, this he's in slow motion compared to what he was doing in AEW, and in AEW like. He just doesn't sell. He, you know, it's this fucking tribalism online.
Yeah,
I'm just,
yeah.
I'm done with all that shit, yeah, man. Like, yeah. I fucking hate it.
Listen, in the interest of time, I got a banger for you that I hope you listened to.
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
Do you have any other news to report before
we hit? I just
want to
talk about one thing.
Please.
Real quickly. I'm watching a TV show. I kind of now have slowed down on my movies for a little while. I crammed a lot in over the back end of last
just
year.
Just the seven started. A week.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? That like a run of like 20 and 21 days or something. So I'm watching a bit more TV.
Okay.
But I've come across this show. It's by our friend, our beloved friends on Now TV. It's called, we're still open for sponsorship, folks.
Anyone.
But it's called Homicide, Life on the Street. Okay. It's a show from the 1990s.
Based in the 1990s?
Yeah, it's a show that was made in the 1990s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like one of the stars of it is Ned Beatty, who plays the Lotso Huggin' Bear from.
Right.
Or like Frank's brother from It's Always Sunny. You know that guy, like John Polito, like all these like weird characters.
I like that you give me the references
that
I'll understand.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Who would he play in Friends?
Yeah, he kind of looks like Joey's dad in Friends. But.
He does.
It's this show that it's based on a book that I read years ago by the guy who wrote The Wire.
Yeah.
And originally he spent a year working Baltimore Homicide Department and he wrote a book about it. It's called Homicide, A Year in the Killing Streets. And it was adapted into this TV show in the 90s and it was network TV. It was NBC.
Yeah.
And it kind of was like, it's kind of like Law and Order. But you know what? Law and Order is like one and done.
Yeah.
You start the episode.
Yeah, you don't need to see the series.
Exactly. You could drop in at any episode. And there is episodes like this too. But it was like so far ahead of its time in that like they have, you know, multi-episode arcs. And like it reminds me of like Eeyore. Eeyore came a few years later and they were like, this is good. You know, and it kind of has that gritty... handheld camera feel.
Where did this come from? Where did you hear? What made you watch this?
I had heard about it for years, but they hadn't remastered it. So it was all crap quality.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did it on, I don't know if it's, would have been Peacock, I think.
Yeah.
They like remastered the tapes and they released it in the States earlier on, or the back end of last year. And it just kind of popped up on Now TV and I was like, I'm going to get stuck into this. Like, they were doing things that like, at the time, like one episode, Robin Williams... It's like 1994. Robin Williams is in an episode.
Yeah.
Fresh off Aladdin.
Right.
And he plays a guy who's like, his wife gets murdered. And he's there with his kid. His son is played by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Hey.
And like,
in 94.
In 94. Like, he's like a little 8-year-old boy in it.
Nice.
But it's like, Robin Williams plays the dad. And you're like, like one of the biggest movie stars, you know, in America shows up on this TV show. And you think, the dad's going to be involved in the murder or something or whatever. And it's like, no. The episode is his wife was killed. He didn't do anything to protect her. And it just examines what follows his kind of arc. What it'd be like if you're, and they're like on holidays in Baltimore. So he's there with the two kids in a hotel and his wife's just been murdered. And follows his kind of like, or feelings. And then you're like, and that's the end of the episode.
Sounds grim.
It is, but it's really good because the cop, because it's like six detectives across it. The other cops are doing other stuff as well. But I was like, really interesting that I was like, network TV that is normally so like white bread, cut and dry. We just film the shit.
It was marching to a different beat, the show.
Yeah, and then it's like one of the guys who worked on it was the guy who created Oz.
Yeah.
One of the exact, and I'm
can see the connection.
You can see, and like a lot of the plot lines in it. Our plot lines are used in The Wire because The Wire takes a lot of inspiration from that book. But it's just like very interesting that I'm like really enjoying it that like they have this like weird witty repartee. Like the detectives talk about stuff we talk about.
Yeah,
you know, where's the best clams in town? Or, you know, who's, you
we
know,
do discuss that quite, you know, a bit.
Clam head over here. Can't stop talking about clams. But, like, as opposed to, like, whenever you see the detectives in Law and Order, it's walk and talk.
Yeah.
What's the name? What's the victim or whatever?
So it's like a bit like Seinfeldy in terms of, like, the conversation that doesn't.
A little bit. It doesn't
move the plot along.
Exactly. Where they're having the conversation, it's like, well, that's going to come into play at the end of the episode when they catch the killer. No. It's
right,
not.
Right.
It's just, this is how that character
just
is.
Just talking.
Yeah, this is the real people. They're three-dimensional characters. It's really fucking good, man. I'm like,
hey, if you're on Now TV, folks,
if you're like me and you like a cop drama, I would recommend. And this, it's brand
what's
new.
It called again?
Homicide: Life on the Street. And it's brand new for me.
I don't know why that's funny.
So I was like seven seasons of it to get through.
Oh,
and I'm
man.
Like, I haven't had a show like that. Like, I was thinking,
think
about starting Yellowstone. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to see. I don't. Well, I wouldn't. But
yeah, it's hard.
I feel like I should.
But I like that. There's like
Severance is the one I really want to get into.
Do it, man.
Keep hearing, it's amazing.
It's really good.
That's the one I know I like.
It's,
you know,
really. But it is that, like, losty and like, what's gonna happen next? You
yeah.
know, what does that mean? Oh, you know.
Yeah, I kind of want that. You know,
go
what
for
mean?
It, man. I'm. Yeah. I mean, I'm doing both. You know, I'm.
Put your hands together.
Yeah, you know.
All right, Terry.
Yep.
Boom, 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 boom. It's bangers for Terry. Boom, boom, boom. What will you give me? Ooh, wee, wee, wee. Bum, bum. All right, Terry. All right, Terry.
All right. Are you all right?
I had a song for you. Mm-hmm. Now, apologies if you're a beloved patron and you heard my solo cast, because I talked about this a few months ago. I hit you with this week's banger for Terry is Neil Young, right in the middle of his Ditch trilogy, right? So that's,
elaborate on that.
So he had Harvest, which was a huge mm-hmm. smash. And then he had three albums that came after that were very different and not. Everyone was like, oh, great, what's his next album going to be? And, like, On the Beach was one of them.
Ah, I love On the Beach, man.
Which is great. And but you know what I mean? Like, there's a bit of a tone, you know.
That's a concept album.
Yeah, right? And I think there was one, I can't remember the name of the fucking first one now, because I'm not as familiar with, but there's that one, On the Beach, and Tonight's the Night. Tonight's the Night was actually, he was going to release after Harvest, but they were like, no, this is too depressing. So he released On the Beach first, which is still kind of depressing, and then released this other one. But on it there's this song called Borrow Tune, where he's basically like two of his band members from Crazy Horse, I think, had OD'd, or like one was a roadie and one was a guitarist, and they OD'd, and he was just really questioning, like, you know, fame and all this sort of stuff, and you know, he was a bit of a wild kind of, you know,
an asshole, like,
yeah, basically.
They all are.
But when I heard this song and like I listened to the lyrics and heard the melody, I was like, oh wow, I fucking love this. So I'm gonna play the song for the people first and then come back to you.
I'm singing this borrowed tune I took from the Rolling Stones. Alone in this empty room, too wasted to write my own. I'm climbing this ladder, my head in the clouds. I hope that it matters.
So Terry, tell me, what did you think of this one?
I really, like, probably the best one we've had.
Yes,
you know,
Terry.
I think it's top of the heap now.
It's
if we keep the, we maybe keep a chair of the rankings, but like,
yeah, we should actually.
This is the new chief.
Yeah.
But like you said, I was like, as soon as I listened, I was like, I've heard the song before, which I hadn't. And then you sent me the Rolling Stones version.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's the song I've heard before.
Yeah.
And like, you know, as you say, the lyrics in it. Like,
it's like I took from the Rolling
Stones.
Yeah,
I'm playing the borrowed tune that I took.
Yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was really good. And it kind of got me in the humor to, like, immediately afterwards, I stuck on like Still's Young Band.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, they only have the one album, but it's
yeah, yeah.
great. You know, like.
Yeah, like, any Neil Young kind of
like, I'm like, I gotta go back, gotta get back into him. Yeah, like, you know, like, I'm a big.
It's a very good album that one's on. It took me a listen or two to, because it's not like, it's kind of, it's quite raw, like it's not polished, which is quite adds to it. But that one, Borrowed Tune, by all accounts, he was just by himself and just, you know, writing. But like all the lyrics about, like, you know, climbing this ladder and I hope it matters and all this sort of stuff. And then
I could hear what he was saying.
Yes, you could actually hear it this time. And I just think every time I hear it, I get like goosebumps, or I'm just like, oh, that's, you know. And the fact that he's like openly saying in it that, like, I took it from the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And then when I heard the Rolling Stones, I'm like, oh, wow, it's identical. Like, chewing one.
Yeah.
My sweet Lady Jane, when I see you again, your servant am I, and will humbly remain.
But I love that sort of little bit of history, or a little bit of, like, just, there's something I find very interesting about someone in the depths of something. Do you know what I mean?
They're working
through
it.
When they can channel it,
it
into art. And like, I'm so interested in like how that comes out, or, you know, that sort of stuff. So, but I'm delighted. I'm delighted that you
really
actually
good.
Liked it.
I actually might give that album a go, because I'm a big fan of On the Beach. I kind of, when you put On the Beach, like the tune,
the song
on our playlist, I kind of dug into that album.
Yeah,
because I like it's you're saying like it's depressing. It's kind of like melancholy. Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah, depressing's
like,
it's probably the wrong word, but it's melancholy. It's right.
Yeah, with that song On the Beaches, anyway.
Yeah,
like, even just like the, you know, like on the beach.
It's like it just sounds like heroin.
Yes, that's
a
great
way
of putting it.
That's the best way I could describe On the Beach. It sounds like if a song could, if that's what heroin sounds like.
With Borrowed Tune, the juxtaposition of the music and the lyrics, I really enjoyed. Like,
yeah.
You know, I don't know how you feel about Neil Young's voice.
I love it.
Yeah, me too. I know, like, my dad hates his voice.
Does he?
But he thinks he's an incredible songwriter.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people would say the same about Dylan, probably. Like,
yeah,
a different. It's not high pitch, but it's like, you know, Kerry loves Dylan as a poet, but she doesn't can't stand to hear.
I put On Blonde in the house on vinyl not so long ago, and Faye's like, "Can you turn this off?"
Yeah, you know.
And I was like, so "Why?" Like, and she's like, "I can't stand his voice."
Yeah,
and I was like, "Really?"
Know,
like, everybody gets down.
And don't get me started if you listen to any of his harmonica stuff with headphones. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, it's so into the mic. Do you ever listen to like early Dylan where he's blowing on the harmonica?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I can't fucking even listen to this. There's one, I can't remember which song, where it's like he just goes too hard on it. But yeah, his voice, as far as Neil Young's voice goes, I think, yeah.
There was something, just before we get into our guilty pleasure, there's something I wanted to bring up. Just because we're talking about the Oscars.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't seem like it is the prom for Hollywood anymore.
No.
I was looking at it and was like,
Will Smith took care of that.
Well, but like, I was like, Tom Cruise isn't there. Don't know if Tom Hanks is there. Didn't see him. Ben Affleck.
I heard all the best people were currently working on Christopher Nolan's
movie. Some of them,
movie.
But like, not all of them. Like, Matt Damon wasn't there, but like,
yeah.
Matthew McConaughey, didn't see him there. Like,
not a lot of,
Big names. And I was like, I'm like, who was there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was bigger people at like Saturday Night Live's 50th.
Right.
Like, the bigger celebrities. Yeah. We're at that, then we're at the Oscars.
Good.
I felt like, where was DiCaprio? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
I guess they're not nominated. They're not going to be there, are they?
Even when you weren't, like, Jack Nicholson used to sit up front every year. He had his seat up there. It was like courtside of the Lakers.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's just kind of like, I don't really care.
I'm glad.
No, I'm not though. Like,
but like, give some other thing. I'd say fucking the SAG ones or the other ones would be a bit more the place to be seen at. The Oscars is like traditionally always just been the pinnacle of showbiz, basically. Like, it's not, you know, it's used as a punchline. Like, well, it's not the fucking Oscars, you know. Yeah. Like, but now it's just like everything. It's just been diluted to the point where you're just like, you know.
But speaking of SNL, I want to just go back. I sent you on the thing. Did you watch it?
I did watch it, and I tell you, I when you put it on or when you sent it to me, I was like, Dreadness. What's a polite way of saying fuck off? Yeah. It was like 6 minutes, and I just read 6 minutes and SNL, yeah. And I was like, oh. So, but you know what? I was totally wrong.
So this is from, it's a documentary. I think it's called Ladies and Gentlemen, 50 Years of Music on SNL. Mm. Or something. So if you just type in 50 Years of Music SNL intro, I think is how I typed it in. I found it on Reddit. You can't get it on YouTube. Yeah, but
it's actually
a video.
Great.
It is by Questlove from the documentary is by Questlove from The Roots. And that's how you know it, like what we're talking about here, it's 6 minute clip of like bands playing on SNL live. Yeah. And he does a incredible job of mashing up.
There were several points
where you're like,
I started off listening to it reluctantly. Yeah. And then within a minute and a half, I was like, oh, and then another thing had happened. I'm like, oh, when it goes from the Run DMC into Hall and Oates.
Caribbean Queen.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, like
it, honestly, it was actually great.
It takes a musician to be able to do that properly.
Yeah.
Like, there was a bit where it was like U2 Vertigo.
Yeah.
And it was Billie Eilish Bad Guy.
Yeah.
But whatever he'd done to the audio of Vertigo, he'd taken everything out of that and it was like lights go down.
Yeah.
And with like doo 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 doo. I was like, oh, like incredible.
It takes a good ear, doesn't it? Like,
yeah,
to,
you know? And it's just, he does it like 30 times?
Yeah.
Like, was it like Cher into Umbop?
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking hell.
There's loads of them where you're like, fucking, that's great.
And the video editing and all.
I love a good medley as well.
Yeah, I love a mashup, love a medley. Yeah. Love a great editing job.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So, just a little recommendation. Yeah. Go out and check it out there, guys.
That's one I would actually.
Put the link in the show
notes.
Yeah,
I'll put the link in.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can check it out. Yeah, but it's worth it.
It is. It's only 6 minutes.
And that's me saying it. It's worth it.
I have watched most of the rest of the documentary. Kind of, it's 2 hours long. Kind of tails off after hour one, to be honest.
Yeah.
For me, it kind of peaks at when they start doing Lonely Island stuff.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, you know, these changed how music was done on SNL for years. And it's like, after that, it kind of, you know.
Peters out.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to finish it.
But the intro's good.
Yeah, intro's incredible.
All right, Terry, what are you guilty of? Guilty. Guilty.
So we've broken into categories.
Yes, categories.
Yeah.
What
do you want to go first with?
Let's go. Was song?
Song? Yeah, it was on it. Yeah.
Do you know what? I got one.
Yeah.
Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
I don't really know that song.
Think about me every night. Oh, isn't that sweet? I guess so. It's everywhere. And do you know what?
Not in my house.
Do you know who Sabrina Carpenter is?
Yes.
No.
She looks like the Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
but you know
what?
Her
face?
When I first saw her, I was like, but she's so young, but she has all this plastic surgery. And I was like, oh, I don't know what that's about. But you know what? I have to admit, she's growing on me, if you know what I mean.
You creep.
But the song, like, it started out as just, you know, it was on in the house or whatever. Like, Johnny liked it at the start. And I was like, yeah, that's a bit whatever. And now I'm like, this is the best pop song of the last 10 years.
Ooh.
That's what I would say. I'm singing it all the time. When it's on, I leave it on. Sometimes I'll play it of my own free will.
Wow.
And it's not something, barring everyone listening to this podcast, but I fucking love it now. And
I had a few.
Let's take it on the end.
I had a few.
Go on then.
Dave Matthews Band, Ants Marching.
Okay, haven't heard of that one.
You know that one.
They're real blind, like, spot to this part of the world.
Wakes up in the morning.
No, you lost me again.
Yeah, it's like the Community, you know, in Community when they're like, and we call that day Wednesday. And then like they start playing the music.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
I know everybody fucking, like, people hate it. Like, because it's like, it sounds like a fucking donkey at times. But I love it. I love it. It puts me in a good mood. I had 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton.
Nothing to feel guilty about that. I mean,
yeah, okay.
Quality.
The first one that came to mind actually though was Bad Day by Daniel Powder.
You did love that one. Your boy DP.
Where's the magic when you need it the most?
I fucking hate that song.
Yeah, I know.
So
everybody
much.
Does, except for me. Because you had a bad day.
You loved it when it came out.
Yeah. I was convinced it was because he came out at the same time as James Blunt. And I'm like, well, there's only going to be one winner in this. Daniel Powder. Never to be heard from again.
Beanie.
That's also why. I was big into my beanies back
then. Yeah. But you know what? Like, I don't have song, but as bands go, Coldplay would be mine. Now, I don't actively listen to Coldplay.
That's not a guilty pleasure. They're like, I feel like saying U2 is a...
Yeah, but it's kind of like everyone... Every time you hear them mentioned, it was like, well, what are they doing liking Coldplay? Or imagine subjecting someone to Coldplay. Like, I don't... I've never really listened to any of their albums.
Like, they still
from start to finish.
60,000.
Yeah. Like, I've never listened to an album from start to finish.
Parachutes.
By then. Parachutes, I've heard most of probably, but a lot of them were singles. But like,
Rush of Blood.
I have no issue with Coldplay. There's some songs I really don't like.
My issue is with
Chris
Martin.
I really like about a dozen Coldplay songs.
I mean, we watched them at Glasgow.
Excuse me.
Get with it, man. last summer, and it was like the music is incredible.
Yeah,
I was like, it'd be brilliant to be there. His patter.
I know.
I'm like, okay.
He's the one who.
I'm like, what's going on with him? Yeah. Is he okay?
They'll be bringing James Corden on to sing songs.
Yeah,
with
and
you.
It's like, I'm like, I don't buy. And I mean, this is what you throw at me. It's like, he's just happy. You're like, I don't buy.
James Corden or
no,
Chris Martin?
Chris Martin. I'm like.
No, I'm kind of. Seems, well, I don't think he's hiding anything. But
no,
it just,
but it just rings a bit like, I love you so much, everybody. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like.
What's going on there?
Be normal, man.
All right.
Movie?
Titanic.
I mean.
I know these are big hits.
Everybody
like,
loves Titanic, really.
Yeah, but like in terms of like actually being a good movie.
Yeah, Titanic's incredible.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like one best picture, best director.
Well, 12 Oscars.
Yeah, like, it's like the biggest. This is you. Like, it was the biggest movie in the world for like 15 years or something. It was the highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah, but I feel like it's kind of naff.
Guilty pleasure of mine.
Well, don't tell anyone. But
did you ever hear of a movie called Titanic?
But I feel like it's one that I wouldn't be so like, you know, like.
It's okay to like Titanic.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There's a line I use from all the time whenever I do something really small for Kerry and I'm like, just a symbol of my feelings for you. You know, like Billy Zane. Yeah. Or it's like, is it a diamond? Yes. You know, basically, it's Billy Zane. Yeah. It's whatever I'm quoting.
But a cork in it, Zane.
Yeah.
Okay, so my actual guilty pleasure movie is Broken Lizards Club Dread.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which
you
is
tried
like,
to get me to watch that before.
It's fucking great. Like, it's a serial killer movie set on an island where there's a retired rock star played by Bill Paxton called Coconut Pete.
there you go.
I mean, it's great. It's so fun. It's such a fun movie that like everybody should watch.
Okay, yeah, Broken Lizards.
Club Dread. Yeah.
I can't back that one now.
It's
I have
the guys,
seen it.
If you've seen Super Troopers, if you've seen Beerfest,
that's a letdown.
That's
Super Troopers.
Yeah, it's okay. Club Dread is my favorite one of theirs.
Right.
And they do, it's kind of like Monty Python. Like they're this troupe of people, you know, that make movies together. That's what Broken Lizard is. The Slammin' Salmon. Remember we watched that?
No.
It was the one.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good. Was
you
good.
Had such a like a style of comedies that you loved back in the day.
Shit
like,
comedies.
Yeah, shit comedies.
But like.
Hot Rod's about to make an appearance on the fucking Patreon.
We got to pick what we're doing next week, actually, at the end of the episode.
All right.
Hot Rod's good.
Public figure?
I have ones that like. Like, I had, like, Pete Davidson.
Yeah, you like him?
Yeah, I like him. I think, you know, he gets a bit of a bad rap.
What's he do?
He's an actor, I guess.
Oh, he was in...
He was on Saturday Night Live for years, and you know.
Oh, okay, okay.
And he was, went out with Ariana Grande, and he's a stand-up comedian.
Out with everyone. Is he a stand-up comedian?
Yeah, his stand-up was pretty good. His stand-up was on Netflix, and he actually talks about like Ariana Grande and their relationship and how she
Kim Kardashian went out.
So yeah, he was riding her as well. He's a fuck boy, like, you know.
Is it
just looks like he fucks.
Is it the aloofness of like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
sure, whatever.
He plays that's pretty good, Pete Davidson, and he plays Petey the Cat in the Dogman motion picture.
Hey.
I have that, like, or like, I have, like, I don't know if this counts. Like, Andy Samberg is like somebody that, like,
you do like
a lot of people like him, but like,
I don't.
Yeah, Faye doesn't really, you know, like, I mean, so I don't know if it's a guilty pleasure, but like, I could pick a bunch of people from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
like, SNL. Like that, like,
SNL would be the guilty pleasure as well. I have a YouTuber. Because I couldn't put Mr. Beast. I don't feel a shred of guilt about that.
You should.
So I have a similar-ish YouTuber. Well, not similar. You ever hear of Ryan Trahan?
No.
Blondie, kind of curly-ish hair. Like, fairly, one of the biggest sort of YouTubers. But, like, super wholesome and sweet person.
Mm-hmm.
But his videos are funny. Me and Joni watched them. But, like, that'd be one that, like, I feel like I would...
You couldn't tell that.
I've never said it out loud outside of the house that I watch him
live, like, to tape now.
But I'll watch, and if his video comes out, I'll watch it that day. Like, and it's like, and if I actually objectively just sit and like haven't watched, if I didn't watch all the previous ones, I'd be watching it like, why am I watching this? But I just, I'm in now. Yeah, but yeah, that'd be probably one for me.
TV show.
Do you know what? I don't have a specific name. But ghost hunting shows.
Ooh, like Derek Acora.
Yeah,
like...
I mean, we used to watch The Most Haunted Lives every night. 7 nights, you know, especially over Halloween or a big thing. Like 4-hour live show every night. We would make a thing of it. We'd watch Ghost Hunters. We'd watch that one, the American one, that where they're super extreme. And any of those. And I'd be into it. Like, you'd hear a noise. I'm like, what? Okay, what was that? You know, whereas now
Gary,
like,
what was that?
Yeah, it was like, and they run off all the night vision and all this. And like,
that was something I could never get into.
I don't know. And like, realistically, I don't know if I could actually watch it now, but I would look at them fondly. I'd like, good old ghost hunting show. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, that'd be it. I can't remember what the name of the fucking, the American one was.
Most Haunted.
Zach something.
Most Haunted was one of them, wasn't it?
Most Haunted was the one. That was the English one. Yeah. It was like... Derek Acora getting all like, you know,
he's possessed,
like,
is
get
he?
Out. He's like, who are we talking to now? It was like, you know, like, just still all with the Scouse accent and just like, oh my God. Or there was one that I couldn't stop laughing and I still bring up all the time, where it's like, there's this real meek sort of guy who was channeling a medium, and he's like, what's he saying? He's like, I don't know if I can. He's saying he wants to fuck you, Yvette. You know? It was just the meek nature. I say it all the time. Like, he's saying he wants to fuck you. Oh, so shite.
My TV show is Scrubs.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, you tell
you
people,
feel guilty,
they're like, you like Scrubs? I'm like, I like Scrubs.
Doesn't everybody?
Yeah. It's a show that is, I've gone back and watched it, like I was saying, not good, but can fucking have me like, keeling over with laugh.
Really,
like,
smart at,
like,
times.
Oh, it'll hit you with something.
I think it's, do you know what it is? It's the characters are all annoying.
Yeah.
Individually.
Yeah.
And when you put them all together, it can work, but literally the four or five leads are almost intolerable.
When it got to season 4 or 5, where it's just like, you're just kind of going to the moon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just like, okay, whatever. Kind of reality doesn't matter for most.
Like the last few Seinfelds, man.
Yeah. And like, they're just on another planet. Those ones, like the Don Dorian tree tap method.
One of my biggest laughs. I forgot to
so funny. Like, like the fucking won't happen again.
Yeah.
You know, hooch. Like,
hooch. Could have said beer.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I was just talking about the beer. Like won't happen again. Like, won't happen again. Okay. You know, little things like that. Whereas, but like, you know, if somebody said, hey, what's your favorite comedy show? You'd be like, oh, Seinfeld. Or,
yeah,
you know, whatever, you know, Scrubs.
Yeah.
Oh, not Scrubs. But like, Frasier, you know what I mean? But like, if you say Scrubs, if somebody turned around to me and was like, my favorite show is Scrubs,
like,
I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, it can't be your favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like...
But if it genuinely was someone's favorite, it would color how I think of them.
Like, why are they like that so much?
Yeah, like, you know, like...
Like, I watched... Like, I think about putting 2.5 Men here. Because I've watched, like, pretty much every episode of that TV show. Because it was on all the time on Comedy Central. So you're like,
that's the biggest, that's the guiltiest pleasure of the lot. Food, song, movie,
but like, I didn't even derive any pleasure out of it. It was just on.
Just
like,
watching it.
Oh, this is the episode where Charlie, you know, he is drunk going to work with Alan or whatever, you know, something stupid like that. Like, and I know the names as well, which is worse.
Yeah, that's a giveaway.
But I was thinking about putting it down. I was like, actually, I don't like watching it. It was just on.
But you would watch it.
It was just on. You'd leave it on.
Wasn't necessarily a pleasure.
Like, I finished watching 2 episodes of Scrubs. What's on at 12 o'clock? I'm going to roll the joint now.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, oh, back-to-back 2.5 Men. I'm like, oh.
You'd watch anything.
I'm just going to lie on the couch for an hour instead of just going straight to bed. I'll just absorb this through osmosis.
All right, a couple more.
Yeah.
Food?
Pineapple log.
So specific.
Yeah. It's a gatto pineapple log because nobody else likes it.
No.
And I love
good
it. I love it, man. It's synthetic, fake pineapple,
shite.
Crappy chocolate on the outside, not real sponge. Tastes like childhood, man. or chew bars. I also had that one.
Chew bars?
Yeah, like Stinger.
Oh, I only had a Stinger last week.
Man.
£1. €1 it cost.
What?
Yeah.
Should be 34 cent it was in my center. I ate them out. They haven't gotten them back in since I ate all of them. I was obviously the only one buying them. The refreshers. I don't want to be like, any chance you're getting the refreshers back in?
You got any more of those refreshers?
Those big, juicy chew bars. Somebody brought in to work at Christmas a box, like a Quality Street, you know, those... the upstanding box, you know, the rectangle one.
Oh, yeah.
But it was full of Wham.
Oh.
It was full of...
refreshers and drumsticks and stuff?
Wasn't drumsticks. It was Dib Dab and fruit salad.
Oh.
Oh, man. Like, I felt sick because I ate so many of those sweets. Like, that's the kind of shit that, like...
Yeah, you gorge on.
Like, everybody brings in cake and all to work. Yeah. And they're like, look, there's cake there. I'm like, no. Ooh, chew sweets.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, please.
Where do you stand on extreme chewits?
Love them.
Yeah, my mate.
But you can't get the pineapple ones anywhere.
No, I only get the apple. I only can see the apple.
Yeah, I think they've just seemed to have got rid of everything else. The pineapple ones were the fucking best.
Even pineapple, man.
Yeah, and the lemon one's good too.
I would say...
pineapple's my favourite food.
Do you know what? I don't necessarily feel guilty about any food. I was going to say donuts. Donuts are my big voice.
But like everybody eats donuts.
Yeah, so it's...
is there something that you eat that nobody else eats and you're like, I shouldn't be eating this? Like
raw pudding.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Raw.
Yeah.
Raw,
you turned me on to that.
White
pudding.
Raw white. Oh yeah, it's got to be white. Just cut a slice off and just chew on it.
It's like pate. Like I'll even just spread it on a bit of bread. Like, you know.
My granddad used to break off pieces of raw pudding and eat it and I felt so... like cool eating it, like I'm eating raw pudding.
Yeah. You know, you like, said it to me,
hey man, I'm eating raw pudding.
And you said it to me, and I was like, you're fucking mental, you're disgusting. And then like I tried, I'm like, this is incredible.
It is good.
And, like, so if I buy a ring of pudding, nobody else would eat the pudding in the house. Oh. So the ring of pudding is
all
just
yours.
For me. But then I will be like,
too.
I'm like, gotta go to the butchers first of all. But like, I'll be like, I want a little snack. I'm like, I'll just cut off a little bit of pudding and just...
it's fucking great.
That'll tide me over till dinner time.
Yeah,
like.
Now we're talking. Is that it? Any more?
I didn't have anything else. Did you have something else?
No. No. I want to hear about what we're doing on the Patreon, Terry. That's what I want to hear.
So the choice is yours. I would say...
what, the year choice?
The year is 2007. It won outright by the end.
Okay, so folks, if you are not don't know what we're talking about, on the Patreon, we're going to be covering movies from a certain year. And the poll is finally finished. And the public have voted. It's a tight one. It was 2007 won. 2019 was in second place.
Yes.
So, in terms of the movies for 2007...
so
what do you got?
These are the movies, okay?
Yeah.
No Country for Old Men. Good. Michael Clayton. Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford. Mm-hmm. Zodiac. Mm-hmm. Sunshine. Okay. Gone Baby Gone.
All right.
Ocean's 13.
Okay.
And Hot Rod.
Ugh. Hot Rod. What's that doing there?
It's a comedy. It's that's like 85
company.
Minutes.
2007 as well. Think of the comedies. What comedies? What comedies were out in 2007?
Look it out. I'm not changing it, but you can look it up.
I will have a look.
Try and make a compelling case.
2007 comedy movies. All right. Mr. Bean's Holiday. Blades of Glory. Walk Hard.
You've seen all these.
Juno.
We're not doing Juno.
I'm just saying. Evan Almighty. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. Epic movie?
Fuck you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Here, isn't it mad that Adrian Brody won the Oscar?
Andy Samberg. I fucking knew it.
Yeah, of course. It's Lonely Island. Like, it's their movie.
That Adrian Brody won,
he won the Oscar, right?
Yeah, he just does a bunch of shit movies and then comes back.
He's like,
wins again.
I was like looking up his IMDb. Apart from the Wes Anderson stuff that he appears in, and he's very good, and it's like a movie called Clean. A movie called...
Just these nothing movies.
Like fucking Redbox, VOD. Like, he was in a movie 10 years ago called Inappropriate App, APP Comedy.
I saw the cover
for it. It's like an epic movie. Fucking, I'm like,
yeah.
This is his like filmography. And he has two... He's the same amount of Oscars as Denzel Washington.
Two-time Oscar winner, Adrian Brody.
Yeah. An eight-time Razzie winner. Anyway, all right, we'll wrap it up there.
Wrap it up. Folks, catch us on the Patreon. The link is in our Instagram bio. You'll find, in our Instagram bio, you'll find a lot of things. You'll find merch. You'll find other special free Patreon freebies. If you want to just dip your toe, but don't want to commit, there's some freebies there. But you'll find the link to our Patreon where we have a bunch of miniseries. We've just done our heist miniseries. We did one on Ryan Gosling where Terry tried to convert me. We did one on 90s action, one on Will Smith's bad movies, aka Willy's Big Willy's Flops. And we did one all the way back on the MCU, going through all the phases and all that shit.
Up to the end of phase 3.
Yeah. Basically, when it stopped being shite.
Fell off a cliff.
Or started being shite.
I think we did a couple actually of phase 4.
Yeah, we did WandaVision and we did Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
And we did movies. We did Loki, up to the Eternals, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe that was the death nail.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
In the coffin.
But we have a bunch of top fives. If you,
we'll come back to it one day.
Well, let's not be too hasty. Still, I think he's rather. I'm not going to do it. Terry, if you can't sign up to the Patreon, apart from dropping dead, what can they do?
Well, they can give me a rating or review. Now, Andy!
Yeah?
We talked about it earlier on. John Cena turned heel for the first time in 20 years!
Okay.
But I don't want a 20-star review. That'd be crazy.
That'd be fucking mental.
I want a 5-star review!
That's me blasting off into orbit. Yeah. Well said, Terry.
I want to say, before we go, a big thank you to Neil Murray for doing our amazing theme song. What a great guy he is. You can get him over on the socials at Neil Murray Music, or WPE is his band.
We played it after the last episode, if you're wondering what that bitchin' tune was.
Lovely little ditty.
And if you think the song is good, you should meet the man in person, because he's twice the man that he is the musician. And he's a fucking great musician, I'll tell you that.
Twice the man that song is?
No, I was happy with how I said it.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, <I'll>
we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening. Fuck. Day to day.
people. I can't face them day to day.
Thinking about shaving my head.
No, Andy!
I can't keep doing it, Terry. I think this part at the front is so thin that I have to either have it long to cover the little bald patch that's coming behind it, or should I just take ownership and just fucking.
You always regret it.
I do.
You always regret it.
I know.
Stick with it, man.
It's just terrible.
It looks good.
Okay, well, thank you. That'll keep me going for a month.
Sticks with it and just get yourself some product.
Yeah.
Try it.
Look. Try it.